Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been taking a lot of heat with respect to his comments that Muslims and the Muslim idea or Islamic idea was behind the Holocaust, not excusing Hitler for the Holocaust, of course, with the extermination of nearly 6 million Jews and others. But he also points out that some of these ideas of the genocide against the Jews originated with Islam. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Pam Geller wrote an article entitled Netanyahu Tells Truth About Mufti's Role in Holocaust, and she wrote it in barbedwire.com. She speaks about some of the pushback that he got for the statement. And he told the Zionist Congress recently, and I'm quoting from Netanyahu, and this is the statement that caused all the controversy, quote, Hitler didn't want to exterminate the Jews at the time. He wanted to expel the Jews, close quote. Netanyahu was quoting Hitler's asking the Mufti, so what should I do with them? And the Mufti responded to the Nazi leader, burn them. And so that comes from the statement of that he spoke to the Zionist Congress recently. And of course, that got a lot of pushback. The Mufti of Jerusalem actually did live in Berlin from 1941 to 1945, and he recruited a Muslim SS division, was recruited for Hitler. So he was part of this whole process to exterminate the Jews.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Matt, where is the controversy here? Benjamin Netanyahu happens to be 100% historically correct, and any honest reading of the Quran and simply taking leaders of the Muslim world at their word, what do Nazis and Islamists have in common? They both sought out and seek out the extermination of the Jews. So I'm kind of at a loss as to why the leftist mainstream media and others are so up in arms over this factual comment.
Yeah, you know, historically, the Nazis originally wanted to just simply exile the Jews to Eastern Europe or even to Palestine at the time. But the Mufti there, the Islamic Mufti, protested and did not want them to come to the Palestine area. The decision to exterminate the Jews soon came after the Mufti there in the Palestine area protested and did not want the Jews to be sent there. So what he was saying was absolutely correct. The fact of the matter is that this was, obviously this not to excuse Adolf Hitler. He is obviously, and those underneath him, that followed his orders, are responsible for their acts. But this idea of annihilating the Jews is not a new one. It's not just simply in the regime of the Iranian leadership or within radical Islam today to annihilate the Jews. It's been around for quite some time, and it was part of the original reason for the Holocaust.
Yeah, well, our friend Pamela Geller has been reporting on this incident here, and she points out it's good to see that Netanyahu is not backing down. He called the criticism of his remarks absurd, which it is. Netanyahu's remarks mirror Pamela Geller's ads that highlighted the role of the Muslim world during the Holocaust, and Netanyahu is experiencing the same blowback from the Islamic supremacists and Islamic apologists, writes Pamela Geller, that she got. And that's really what we're seeing here. And it's just inexplicable to me how we see the secular left tripping over itself to run to the defense of Islam and Islamists who expressly call for the extermination of the Jews, the most anti-Semitic thing you can imagine. And we see oftentimes that secular leftists seem to share that level of anti-Semitism. And so the fact that they are apologists now for the Islamists and that they are creating controversy where there is none, I guess we really shouldn't be that surprised.
You know, Al-Husseini, who is the mufti there at the time, he lived in Berlin during World War II and was supported by Adolf Hitler. He made weekly radio addresses from Berlin to the Axis power nations and to the Muslim world. In one address, he screamed, quote, "Arabs, rise and fight as one of your sacred rights. Kill the Jews wherever you find them. This pleases Allah, history, and religion. This saves your honor. Allah is with you." That's a quote from Al-Husseini, who was the Muslim mufti there that ultimately had the idea that the Jews ought to be annihilated and eliminated.
And he would point to the Quran for justification for calling for this genocide time and time again. And radio addresses during the war, he organized propaganda services to the Muslims, the Muslim world for Berlin. He used Axis radio stations calling Muslims to arms in the holy war against the Allies, that would be the United States and others. He aided the Nazi espionage surface. He raised Muslim parachute groups for sabotage in the Middle East. He raised Muslim formations to fight the Allies. He helped in the Nazi plan to exterminate nearly 6 million Jews. And, you know, the left loves to revise history to try to squeeze it into their own fantasy world. But, Benjamin Netanyahu is not allowing history to be revised here, and so he is speaking factual, true history here and making these points, and that seems to make those who wish to revise history very uncomfortable. Well, guess what? Islamists and Nazis partnered together during World War II for the extermination of the Jews, and as we see with the mullahs in Iran and the Ayatollah Khomeini and ISIS and leaders of every Muslim-run nation across the world, they share the same goal, the same objective that was shared in the 1930s and 40s, and that is the widespread extermination of the Jewish people.
Yeah, and Pam Geller at pamgeller.com, and she points this out in her article there that we referred to early in the program, said that one of the SS collaborators with Adolf Eichmann, and she gives his name, testified, quote, "The Grand Mufti, who had been in Berlin since 1941, played a role in the decision of the German government to exterminate the European Jews, the importance of which must not be disregarded." He goes on to say that more information about this and gives more support for this idea. I think history is very clear about this. The fact of the matter is that from the very inception, Islam has not been a religion of peace. Sorry, George W. Bush, but it's not been a religion of peace. It's always been, at the very inception, a religion that has used force. And the early founders understood that. In fact, some of the founders even mentioned that. Thomas Jefferson and others were very familiar with the Islamic radicalism, the pirates, the capturing of sailors and selling them for ransom, even to the United States of America to support their jihad. It has always been that way. It's always been to the point where they wanted to be able to rule the world. The problem that they see is that history took a wrong turn with the elimination of the Ottoman Empire, and they want to restore that. They want to restore a caliphate, a worldwide caliphate or government operating under Sharia law, and you see the kind of repression that ultimately brings around the world.
Well, we need to pray for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel. It is perilous times in that region of the world for Jews.
Well, we have a strong support for Israel. We have Christians in Defense of Israel, which is a project of Liberty Council. We also have Covenant Journey, which takes college-age young people to Israel. It's a life-changing experience. There's just literally nothing like it. For more information, call us about how maybe you might become eligible as a college student or know somebody who is to join us on the next trip to Israel for Covenant Journey. You can also order the Patriot's Handbook of Essentials, Reasons to Stand with Israel. It's a pocket-sized handbook. It's one of our series of Patriots handbooks. We have them on a wide variety of issues: religious freedom in schools, the right to bear arms, We have the American Liberty, which is our founding documents. We have many others as well. You can find out about how to order this one on Israel by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can order them online. This gives scriptural reasons to support Israel. It gives Christian leaders views on Israel, geopolitical issues in the Middle East that impact the United States and Israel, and an essay by me as well. So you can ask for the book, The Patriot's Handbook of Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel. Also, learn more about how you can become part of Christians in Defense of Israel, and how maybe you, or if you know of a college student, can join us on the next Covenant Journey Tour to Israel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.